morning. I would like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's August 3rd, 2017. The time is 10:10 a.m. and we're on day two of the 8th special session. Congressman Mason, would you render a morning prayer, please?
Thank you. Almighty Father God, we come this morning and again ask for your divine guidance. Please come within us, our minds, our hearts, our souls, our ghosts, our invisible beings, and guide us in the thoughts and the things that we say, the things that we hear, that it will be all good things, Almighty Father God, for the betterment of our people. Be with those in mourning, Almighty Father, and be with them in their grief. Take care of them, Almighty Father. Be with our people that are in the service, wherever they may be, in harm's way. Be with our leadership here in this nation, our chief and our assistant chief, and all the decision makers here, all of the worker bees that are here, Almighty Father, that work every day to service our people. Be with all, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehead. Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supermo.
Here.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Let's see.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congresswoman Edwards and Congressman Tillman are out on prior engagements, and Congressman Norris is recovering from surgery. Okay, next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from August 2nd. Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for August 2nd is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congresswoman Whitehorn, do you have a select committee report?
Yes,
sir.
Appropriations Committee met yesterday, immediately following session. We considered Bill Number ONCA 1788, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,410,272 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Ron Shaw is a sponsor of that bill. The final committee action was due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Shaw, Mason, Supernaw, Walker, absent, Edwards. We also, on that same bill, have an explanation to it. There was a motion to adopt. That would be on the committee. adopted that language, wouldn't it be, it's not going to be on the committee report? Okay, it's not here, that's fine.
Right.
I think it's on
I think it was on the minutes.
The minutes, yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Next is reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance. Culture Committee met yesterday, August 2nd, 2017, to discuss Bill Number ONCA 1786. It's an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Language and Culture Resources Division in the amount of $94,123 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Mason. Final committee action was due pass. Vote results were, voting yes was Maker, Supernov, Pratt, Tillman. Absent, Buffalo Head, Norris.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Morning, members of Congress. Health and Social Services Committee met August the 2nd at 1 o'clock. We considered Bill Number ONCA 1787, an act to amend ONCA 1692 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division in the amount of $700,000 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Mason. Final committee action is no recommendation with four yes votes from Shaw, Pratt, Walker, and Whitehorn, one absent, Edwards.
Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to make a motion to withdraw ONCA 1787 from any further considerations.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. ONCA 1787 has, excuse me, yes, 87 has been withdrawn. Congressman Walker.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Governmental Operations Committee met yesterday. Consider Bill Number ONCA 1784, an act to amend ONCA 1691 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Division of Executive Administration in the amount of $2,395 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Archie Mason. Committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Mason, and Maker. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 1785, an act to amend ONCA 1687 to provide an appropriation modification to the Osage News for fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Archie Mason. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Mason, and Maker. Committee also considered resolution number ONCR 1729, a resolution to formally request submission of a Native American Business Development Grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC. Sponsor is Otto Hamilton. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Mason, and Maker.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1784, ONCA 1785, ONCA 1786, ONCA 1788, and ONCR 1729 on today's agenda on general order day two.
Second.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we will now be on general order day two. We're on bills and readings, excuse me, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, I'm reading in ONCA 1789, an act to govern the conduct of Osage Nation elections, including elections for principal chief, assistant principal chief, Osage Nation Congress, elections for the retention of judges of the Osage judiciary, and other elections required by the Constitution and by law, and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, reading in ONCA 1790, an act to amend ONCA 1684 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $71,110 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCR 1731, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code.
Thank you. We're now on general order day two. Oh, excuse me, I do need to assign this. I apologize. ONCA 1789, the governmental operations, ONCA 1790, governmental operations, and ONCR 1731, governmental operations. Pardon me. Okay, now we're on general order day two. ONCA 1784, an act to amend ONCA 1691 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Division of Executive Administration in the amount of $2,395 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, they will advance to third reading after engrossment. Councilman Whitehorn?
Will that be on today's agenda?
No. Bill number ONCA 1785, an act to amend ONCA 1687 to provide an appropriation modification to the Osage News for fiscal year 2017 to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1786, an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division in the amount of $94,123 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1788, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,410,272 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 1729, a resolution to formally request submission of a Native American Business Development Grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC. Are there any amendments to this resolution? Seeing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment. We're now on motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices? Congressman Shaw.
Health and Social Services Committee will meet immediately following session. We have one item on the agenda.
Thank Thank you. Congresswoman Buckalova. Okay. Congresswoman Walker.
Governmental Operations Committee will meet today from 3 to 5. Three bills that were read in this morning will be on the agenda.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Before we adjourn, I just wanted to see what's the, are we coming back tomorrow? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, there is a motion to adjourn and second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Opposed, say no. We're adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.